over the years a lot of different learning products and teaching products. It's been one of the most important elements of my professional life is creating products, trying to find ways for Spanish people to learn English, really to learn English with as little pain as possible. Vontown, however, is the only product that still surprises me. I am still surprised. I have so much admiration for that product because I still can't believe, it still surprises me how much change takes place in a Spaniard's English ability in only 6 days, as in Vontown. It's a total metamorphosis for most of the people who go there. And I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. But it's my own creation. I should believe it, but I can't. Vontown. If you haven't tried it, you must try it. It's the cheapest way to learn English definitively. It's the cheapest way. Unit of total solution per euro spent. There's nothing more economical than Vontown.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I already have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. You're listening to The Salad. Hello and welcome to the program today, salad listeners. What do we have for you? Well, of course, first of all, we have our salad news bits. News from around the world. Yes, and what else do we have for you? Well, we also have Grammar Point on the program. That's right, Grammar Point. Our special guest will be here, Alan Parsons. Now, I believe we'll be continuing on our path, working with words that end with ever. If you remember, we've seen whoever, whenever, etc. There are a number of these, and these are very useful indeed. So a masterclass with words that end with ever on Grammar Point today. Yes, whatever next. Now then, that must mean it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for a headline? Here it comes. A dumped New Zealand house is returned to sender. That's right. A dumped New Zealand house is returned to sender. Okay. Now then, to dump. Let's have a look. So if you dispose of something, I'm going to sneeze. No! Yes, I just sneezed. That's right. Acabo de estornudar. I just sneezed. Now then, the verb to sneeze, which is very useful for this time of year, because many people have colds, resfriados, so they sneeze quite a lot. Now then, so to dump, if you need to get rid of something, verter, you know? That's right, un vertedero is a dump, where you take something, so it's to dispose of something, okay? Now, quite often, illegal dumping happens quite a lot. You know, you have to take it, you know, to the dump and dispose of things legally. So a house is left, a whole house, if you like, which is very strange. So a dumped New Zealand house is returned to sender, or returned to its owner, we could say. Let's go over live to New Zealand to find out a little bit more. Okay, now who do we have in New Zealand? Yes, Graham Bruce, our Australasian correspondent. Graham, can you hear me?
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, the mystery of how a whole house came to be dumped on land being prepared for development in New Zealand appears to have been solved after a contractor came forward with an explanation.
So we have, there's some land that's being prepared for development, we can say. So a plot of land, solar, maybe you would say. Okay, a plot of land. And somebody came and they left, or they dumped a whole house there. You know, and I can say, you know, I saw the picture you sent me. It's literally a whole house has just been left there. You know, uprooted and left illegally on this plot of land, solar. A plot of land. Una parcela, you could also say, I suppose. And of course, this land's being, you know, prepared for, you know, development. So, you know, it's not very conducive for development when a whole house is dumped there. So now the mystery could have been solved, you say?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, the derelict bungalow appeared on an area which had recently been cleared for a new retail centre to the south of Auckland. Now, in an act of fly-tipping so blatant, the development company offered, you know, 1,000 New Zealand dollars. That's around $690 or £515 reward for information.
So a reward, recompensa. Now, so fly tipping is the illegal dumping or the illegal disposal of things. Now, quite often this could be rubble, escombros. You see quite a lot of people leaving rubble, escombros, in places they shouldn't. You have to literally take these to the dump, el vertedero. And legally, you have to pay to dispose of these things, you know, or you rent a skip, un contenedor. What you can't do is go to a plot of land and leave things there illegally. Now, that's called fly tipping. So the act of fly tipping, of course, in this case, blatant fly tipping. Of course, you know, it's illegal to do that. And the company that was preparing the land for a new retail center, a new shopping center, they offered 1,000 New Zealand dollars. So $690 reward for more information. And normally when you put a bit of money down, the information comes pretty quickly. Please tell us more, Graham.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So, yeah, now talking to, you know, people in the area, they told me that a company has come forward to say that they had been storing the house for a year, which had originally stood on the plot in the suburb of Takanani, and were merely returning it to the sender, unaware that the land's owner had changed hands.
Ah, I see. So a company, so the house literally used to come from that land, which now is owned by somebody else. So another company had been storing the house, literally the whole house, and they had returned it to the land. But of course, the owner had changed hands. So this is quite a complex story. So what's the next step?
Right, mate. Let me see. Well, yeah, so, the owner had changed hands, or the ownership of the land had changed hands. So, yeah, Mr. Bray of the current landowners at Northbridge Properties said there appeared to be a dispute over payments between the owners of the graffiti-covered bungalow, which was being placed on the land, and the contractor who had been storing it, mate. So this led to the company dumping the house back where it came from, So, yeah, there is a bit of a conflict of interests here. So now, speaking to Mr. Bray of Northbridge Properties, he added, he told me, while he's sympathetic to the house removal contractor, Northbridge Properties would still pursue, prosecutions against those involved.
Oh, so they would prosecute people, literally take them to court. Okay, demandarles. To prosecute them, we can say, or sue them, demandar. Because, of course, you know, a whole house, that's in a lot of, takes quite a lot to get rid of something like that. Deshacerse de.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Now, he also said we have purchased the land in good faith and had 11 months, and also 11 months later, you know, a house dumped on our site. You know, we're a completely innocent party, and we're prepared to prosecute anyone involved. So that's right, yeah. So a dumped New Zealand house is literally returned to sender. And, let's see what happens next. I'll certainly keep you involved.
Okay, so, I mean, imagine you buy a plot of land, una parcela, un solar, which is empty. And, you know, you come in the next morning, you're going to start working. Obviously, whoa, there's a house on the land, a bungalow. And you think, how on earth, you know, did that get there? Somebody else was storing it. They literally thought they were returning it to the original owners, but no, that's not the case, because the land had changed hands. So, prosecution could be involved. But what a shock. Imagine, all of a sudden, a big house on your property. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, yes. Hello, welcome to Grammar Point. Now I believe that we have the last installment, or the last part, if you like, of our master classes, our master sessions, involving words that end with ever. So we have... Well, let's see what we do have today. Well, previously we've looked at whoever. Quien quieras, o quien quiera, whoever. We also saw whoever for a surprise. Whoever said that? ¿Quién te pudo haber dicho eso? We saw whenever. Cada vez que whenever. That's right. Or we also saw whenever possible. Siempre que se pueda. Okay, whenever possible, I go by bus. That's right. Now, what else have we seen, salad listeners? Well, we also saw wherever. Vayas donde vayas. Or wherever. That's right. ¿Dónde diablos? Wherever did you get that pink dress, I can say. Now, so we've seen these meanings, words ending with ever. And also in the case of whoever and wherever, two separate words, they express surprise. So today we also have a surprise for you, don't we, Alan? What's our surprise for today?
Well, I don't know if it's such a surprise, Dave, but yes, we're going to look at another word that ends in ever for the last part, as you said, the last installment of our master classes. Yes, the last installment, and we shall be covering whatever today.
Whatever? Okay, salad listeners, have you heard this? Whatever. Well, first of all, what does it mean, Alan?
So, whatever, it's a bit like saying no matter what, okay? No matter what. No importa lo que, whatever.
Oh, so no matter what you say, That's right. No matter what you do, whatever you say, whatever you do. Okay. Well, let's look at some examples. It's always the best way to get stuck straight into examples. So this is the interactive part of the program, Salad listeners. So please interact with us on this one. Okay, you ready? So it's Grammar Point with whatever, whatever. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, so, yes. Here comes our first example. Hagas lo que hagas, no hablas por el móvil cuando conduzcas.
Exactly, that's what I say. Eso digo yo, that's what I say. So, hagas lo que hagas, so it's just whatever. So, but we're talking about hacer, the word hacer, so whatever you do, okay? So, whatever you do, no hables por el móvil cuando conduzcas. Don't talk on your mobile when you're driving, or if you like, while you're driving. Okay, so whatever you do, don't talk on your mobile while you're driving. Okay, so whatever. What do you think, salad listeners? I like it. Okay, so whatever you do, hagas lo que hagas. Okay? Now then, this is very useful indeed. All these words ending in ever are very useful, and we don't hear them enough. Okay? So let's hear these more. Let's have, are you interacting with us here, salad listeners? Translating these into perfect English? Well, let's see. Let's have another one, Alan.
Right, okay. Pase lo que pase. Estate tranquilo.
Okay, pase lo que pase. Estate tranquilo. So, whatever happens. So before we saw, hagas lo que hagas, the verb hacer, to do. So whatever you do. In this case, pase lo que pase, whatever happens, or no matter what happens, we can say whatever happens. Okay? Estar tranquilo, how do we say that? Be calm. We could just say be calm or keep calm. Mantenerse. Tranquilo. So, no matter what happens, keep calm, I would say. That's right. Okay. Whatever. Whatever.
Right. Okay. Next. Here we go. Hagas lo que hagas. No olvides llamarme en cuanto aterrice el avión.
Right, what do you think, salad listeners? So, whatever you do, no olvides llamarme. Don't forget to call me en cuanto aterrice el avión. So, en cuanto, as soon as, we would say. So, everyone knows as soon as, for tan pronto como, en cuanto, you know, as soon as possible. ASAP, ASAP, people say, okay? So in this case, as soon as the plane lands, aterrizar, tomar tierra, aterrizar. So, whatever you do, don't forget to call me as soon as the plane lands. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, very good. It's pretty high level here, I would say. Okay, so next, another example with whatever.
Right, okay. Diga lo que diga, él siempre me contradice.
Right. So, diga lo que diga, yo. So, whatever I say, he always... Now, contradecir, to contradict, not to countersay in this case. Literally, contradecir. So, to contradict, okay? Don't contradict me, please. So, in this case, whatever I say, he always contradicts me. Contradicts me. Okay? Excellent. Let's have one more here with whatever.
Yes, so, yeah, but there are two parts here, so, yeah, both with whatever, but this first meaning for no matter what. So, this is the last one here. Sea lo que sea, que está en la nevera, huele fatal.
Sea lo que sea, so it's the verb to be we're working with here. So, whatever is in the fridge, that's right. So, whatever is, or we can even make a contraction, whatever is in the fridge... What a fatal. Smells really bad, you can say. Or stinks, apesta, to stink. So, whatever's in the fridge stinks. That's right. Okay, yes. So, whatever. No matter what. No importa lo que. No matter what. Whatever. Now, so, to finish off today, you said there's another meaning for whatever. The first one, no matter what, no importa lo que... There's another meaning here, Alan, is that correct?
Right, yes, we can also just use it to express lo que.
Ah, lo que, which is just normally what. Lo que necesito, what I need. But we can also use whatever sometimes, simply just to express lo que. Okay. Well, let's have a look at some examples. So I keep translating these into perfect English, shouted listeners. Interact with us here. Are you ready for the next one? Off we go.
Right, okay. ¿Qué quieres hacer esta noche? Me da igual lo que tú quieras.
Ah, yes, I see. So here's kind of with the subjunctive, lo que tú quieras. So normally we could use lo que es what, lo que necesito, what I need. But in this case, lo que tú quieras, we're kind of using the subjunctive or subjuntivo. So we can use the whatever here in English. So, ¿qué quieres hacer esta noche? What do you want to do tonight? Yeah? Me da igual, I don't mind. Lo que tú quieras. Whatever you want, or whatever you like. Whatever you want, whatever. Yeah, that's right, so whatever. So, what do you want to do tonight? I don't mind. Whatever you like, that's right.
Whatever.
Now, let's have another example, please.
Right, okay, the next one. Lo que tú digas.
Well, what do you think, salad listeners? So the verb is decir. Lo que tú digas. Whatever you say, that's right. Whatever you say. Okay, we're easy. Lo que tú digas, whatever you say, I like that. Okay, we have to have a few more examples to finish off.
Right, okay, here we go. Mi hermana le deja hacer a mi sobrina lo que quiere.
What do you think, salad listeners? So, my sister lets, in this case, dejar hacer permitir, no? Not leave, it would be let in this case. So, my sister lets mi sobrina, my niece, do lo que quiere, whatever she likes. I mean, it could be whatever she wants, you can say that. Whatever you want to do. Okay. Oh, you can say whatever you like. Okay, so, my sister lets my niece do whatever she likes. Okay, lo que quiere. That's right, salad listeners. So, whatever, literally just for lo que. I mean, using it when using like subjunctive subjuntivo here in Spanish. We can express that using whatever for lo que in English. Okay, good. So, we have a couple more examples here. Okay, so let's move on. Let's have them, please.
Puedes cenar lo que quieras.
Right. What do you think? So in this case, what do you think? So you can have whatever you like for dinner. So it was to have something for dinner. To have something for breakfast. I had toast for breakfast. Okay? I had lentils for lunch. I had a hamburger for dinner. Just to have something for dinner, for lunch, etc. Okay? So in this case, puedes tener lo que quieras. You can have whatever you like for dinner. Okay, you can have whatever you like for dinner. That's right, salad listeners.
Okay, the last one here. Puedes comprar lo que quieras porque en esta tienda todo es muy barato.
Puedes comprar lo que quieras. So you can buy whatever you like. We saw whatever you want, which we can say, or whatever you like. So you can buy whatever you like. Okay, porque en esta tienda todo es muy barato. Because everything, I would say, is very cheap in this shop. I suppose you could say everything in this shop is very cheap. Okay, good. So let's have a look. You can buy whatever you want or whatever you like because everything is very cheap in this shop. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, so whatever we've seen for no matter what, no importa lo que, okay? So, you know, whatever you do, don't talk on your mobile phone while you're driving. Okay, that's very important, salad listeners. Or just literally, lo que tú digas. Whatever you say, okay. Whatever you say, salad listeners, this has been Grammar Point. Thanks very much, Alan. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off today, here's our conundrum. They closed blank the shop last month due to low sales. They closed down the shop last month due to low sales. So to close down. That's right. Cerrar. Para siempre. To close down. Okay, salad listeners, that's all we have time for. So we'll see you next time on The Salad.
La comprensión oral, la confianza al hablar y la fluidez en la comunicación son los tres retos más importantes a los que se enfrenta cualquiera que intenta hablar en inglés.
Vontown is the only product that I personally recommend to people who have an intermediate level of English and who desperately need to be more fluent, more effective, and more competent in my language. It's the only thing I recommend. Only 6 days in Vontown is more powerful, in my opinion, than 3 months living in an English-speaking country. There's nothing more powerful and definitive for communication, for fluency, and for competence than Vontown.
Infórmate en el 911-133-5833, 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, this is Alberto Alonso, the host, el presentador of Show With No Name, Monday through Friday at 10:30 on Vaughn Radio, and I want to tell you guys about one of my favorite things here at Vaughn, and this is the Residentials program, and, I'm speaking from experience. When I was a teacher, I worked on the residential program, and it was amazing to see how much these students improved in 1 week. Now, a lot of people get confused and they say, yeah, but isn't that Vontown? What's the difference between Vontown and residential? Well, Vontown is where you just go and you speak, right? And you go there and you loosen up, te sueltas, right? And residentials are a lot more strict.